Geraldo's got a new book out, The Geraldo Show, about his life, and he joins us now. Geraldo, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm well. My in-laws are all Buckeyes. We have a Buckeye Nation family. We live now in Cleveland, the other side of the state. We don't root for some of the same teams, but we all root for Ohio State.
Hey, awesome. don't you feel you've accomplished something in your career because you have one name, our Prince, Sting, Madonna, and then Geraldo?
Well, I appreciate the comparison. I think of Lassie and Rin Tin Tin.
Godzilla. <Yeah. laughs> When we think...
I've been there 48 years, and, I'm still there, and people are still tuning in. So, I'm blessed that I've had that endurance. I've been an enduring personality, one of the longest running ever. I'll be the seventh to go 50 years if I can just last two more years.
Wow.
So, I'm very, like I said, I'm blessed. It's obvious that something, although I generated a lot of controversy, there's something that I'm doing or saying that, several generations of Americans have been hip to. So I'm blessed. I really am.
Geraldo, is there more danger covering world events today than, say, like Vietnam or in the 70s?
Oh, no doubt. That's a great question. When I was in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, I got in a jam because I was carrying a 9mm that I bought in the thieves market in Kabul, Afghanistan. And the reason I bought it was that by the time I got there, I didn't get there until November, 8 journalists had been killed.
Right.
And them were desecrated. They were, skinned. It was horrifying. And I vowed at the time that I was going to go down fighting, that I wasn't going to be victimized the way they were. I think that the old days, my point and the reason I carried the gun in Afghanistan was I thought that the old naivete that reporters were above the fray had been disproven by the fact that 8 of them had just been killed. Now, flash forward from 2001 to 2016, 2017, 2018, you have ISIS, you have Al-Qaeda, you have al-Nusra. And these people, they killed Danny Pearl. They cut his head off.
Mm-hmm.
They killed Steve Sotloff. They killed about a half a dozen other correspondents in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Syria. So I think that the world has become a much more dangerous place than it was when I started way back in the 1970s for news people. On the other hand, you've got the technology now that allows you to go live from any place. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it with a cell phone, or one of those little sat phones. It's you have the ability to be much more flexible. You have the ability to get in, get out. I lament the fact that too much of news now is, people with big bellies pontificating about politics, especially with all the rich territory Donald Trump has given people to talk about. And there's not enough enterprise journalism going on. I like Vice on HBO.
Right.
I like that those kids are going out there still doing what needs to be done and bringing the world live to those places. But it's a perilous business. Now you've got a lot of kids out there who are going into war zones without credentials or without any news organization to back them up. A lot of freelancers going out there. That's what happened to Sotloff and some of the others. They had no backup. The drivers turned on them and for a bounty. But it's a hard, cruel, dangerous world out there. But it could happen anywhere. Look, I'm in New York City right now. We had a truck suicide guy. He ended up not killing himself or being killed, but he mowed down all those pedestrians. He killed a bunch of people right here in New York City. So you never can tell where lightning strikes. You just got to be aware that, my job is to get on the air with what's going on and have the courage to tell the story.
Hey, what do you think of Trump so far? You've been friends, but you've always been a straight shooter. Good job, bad job, in between?
Another great question. I think probably in between. If you could divorce some of what he says or tweets from what he's actually done, I think that what he's done in terms of the economy foremost, in terms of North Korea, I think that he's really been a good, maybe not a great, but a good president who is too tempestuous, who's too thin-skinned, who reacts too dramatically to insults. But I think hopefully the proof will be in the pudding. I'm disappointed that he didn't use the occasion of the Parkland school massacre to push for some modest gun control. But on the other hand, he's like I said, there are fewer black people unemployed now than at any time in American history. There are fewer Latinos unemployed now than at any time in U.S. history. More women are working than at any time in the last 30 years. So I think that he's done a lot that he should do and is not getting credit for. On the other hand, he's given plenty of ammo to his critics.
That is Geraldo Rivera, the book, The Geraldo Show, a memoir. Big day over in Israel today, and I know you've kind of, you've been pro-Israel for so many years, but then you also see some oppression with the Palestinians. What's your take, immediately, right now, since Trump pulled out of the Iran deal?
Well, I hope the Iran deal gets reinstated, but specifically to Israel, I have such deep experience. I'm not crazy about the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. I personally told Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump that what they should do now, at no cost to the United States, is enhance the consul general's office in the West Bank. Enhance that, make that American an ambassador too, so we have an ambassador to the Palestinians and an ambassador to the Israelis. They have not taken up that suggestion yet. I'm still hopeful that they will, but you never know with Trump whether his idea is the right idea or not. You never would have guessed. Nobody in this world would have said Donald Trump is the one who's going to make peace with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And I'm going to be meeting with Kim. I mean, I thought it was just him and crazy Dennis Rodman.
But yeah.
Trump, he's unconventional. He has a different approach. It may be that he can wrought a miracle in the Mideast between Israel and the Palestinians. I would love that. I am rooting for it. I've been covering that area of the world since 1973, the Yom Kippur War. I've been in all the wars there since. And it's a place with such promise, but it's also a place with that has the most cancerous conflict on earth, and it affects everything. It's affected our relationship with the Muslim world. It's affected how America is viewed around the world. I long for the days, the optimistic days at Camp David, where Jimmy Carter brought Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin together for the Camp David Peace Accords. I wish that we could do something, that the President Trump can pull something off. And he may be able to do it. Who knows?
In the book, you talk about your friendships with Eric Bolling, who, by the way, I miss you and him on the five because you threatened to punch him a million times. Matt Lauer and Bill O'Reilly, will any of those three gentlemen get back to Network News?
Well, that's another great question. I hope so. I hope that, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. I just happened not to have made the ones that they did. I feel sorry for their victims. But when I look at these guys, Matt Lauer, Tavis Smiley, Charlie Rose, Bill O'Reilly, Eric Bolling, these are all great broadcasters. They're all people that had something important and meaningful to say. I obviously disagree with most of what it was, but they were no doubt effective, highly rated broadcasters with great chops and longevity. And they made one mistake and they were, summarily... ushered out of the business. I'm sorry about that. I'd like to see them come forward, with real public apologies, particularly to their purported victims. Aside from the cash payments, I think that what the women need is some kind of closure with an apology. Maybe that would be enough to get them back on. I don't know. O'Reilly, has got BillO'Reilly.com. Bowling's got some other, similar modest thing going on.
But Matt's been pretty quiet.
Where Matt is, or Tavis Smiley is, or Charlie Rose is, but I would like to see them come back. They're all friends of mine, and I know they made a mistake, but my goodness, who hasn't?
Well, damn, Geraldo, I see we're already out of time. We didn't even get to Al Capone's vault.